Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
The New South Wales Police Commissioner is assuring all of us that police will stamp out Sydney's brutal gang war before it explodes any further. Andrea Scipione has today announced a new strike force that will oversee a number of ongoing investigations into fatal shootings across Sydney. You know, we've had 8 fatal shootings over the last 18 months where the victims have associations with criminal groups. On the line, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Andrea Scipione. Commissioner, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
8 in 18 months. Is that enough to lead to a strike force being established?
Ben, my concerns have flowed from the risk that this sort of event poses to the community. Ben, I've got to say today I've taken a very high-level briefing. I've been locked in a briefing with my senior commanders, the Acting Deputy Commissioner, the Commander of the State Crime Command, and a range of commanders, including homicide, from the investigative area. And the briefing I've been given has today brought us to the point where we're announcing the strike force that you've identified, Strike Force Osprey, and that's actually going to oversee a number of those investigations into those shootings that have happened across Sydney in the last 18 months. And we actually want to get on top of this, but particularly get on top of it because of the risks that I feel are being posed to our community that simply aren't acceptable.
So just to clarify, and you've just made the comment, but I just want to repeat it, it's not just about trying to prevent future ones from occurring, it's about going and having another look, even though your investigators have already had a look, but just throwing more manpower at some of those shootings we've already seen just to see what we can work out.
I've told our officers today, I've told my most senior commanders that every resource that we need to throw at this will be thrown at it. Because, you know, one shooting's one too many, and you've heard me say that before, and I've said it on your show. But I am really concerned at the risk posed to community. It's not acceptable. This is reckless, violent behaviour. We cannot tolerate it. And, you know, as I said, these brazen attacks, the homicide squad led by Mike Willing and his team, in unison with a number of other specialist areas, will be working to stop this and to stop it as quickly as possible. They're the right people, Ben. They are very, very experienced. I've got complete confidence in all of these officers. And let me assure you, with the right resources, they'll get the results.
I'm asking you to generalise here for just a moment. Why are they shooting each other? I mean, is it drug turf? Is it settling old scores? What is it?
Absolutely targeted shootings. At this stage, the shootings themselves, those particular offenders, are not targeting random members of the community or people just walking down the street. They're criminal on criminal. And the reason behind it, that's one of the things we're going to have a really close look at, another close look at with Osprey. What we do know, however, is that not always does it stay within criminals. We had a recent shooting earlier this year where some poor innocent person who was sitting at a coffee shop was hit. Mm. And that's my greatest fear. That's my number one priority right now, is to try and make sure we stop that risk in our streets.
And if you don't, there's a danger you go down the path of what we saw in Melbourne a few years ago where, you know, Carl Williams, the Moran family, etc., we ended up having 30 gangsters murdered.
Yeah, more than that. And I'm not going to let that go to that point here. And I've got to say, that's why, look, I am totally reliant on those most experienced investigators out there at State Crime, and I've got complete confidence in them. My job today was to let them know that they have my complete support. Whatever they need resource-wise, whatever they need in terms of me going to government and seeking support if I can't do it from within, or seeking engaging other agencies from outside of the police, I'll do it because this is so important to everyone.
All right. Your old deputy commissioner, one of your old deputy commissioners, Nick Caldas, played a key role in bringing these shootings under control back in 2011 and 2012. He's no longer with us, sadly, Nick Caldas. So I'm guessing you've got plenty of other capable people there who can bring this under control even in his absence?
Yeah, well, look, the good thing is, Ben, as I think I said recently, no commissioner, no assistant commissioner are the persons that would drive or, in fact, be responsible for going out and arresting these offenders. That work's done by the men and the women, the inspectors, the sergeants, the detective constables. They're the ones that are out there doing this day in and day out. And, of course, the beauty of what happened back in 2012 is that those officers are still on this job. They're still doing this work, and that's the good thing. Those that have this experience will do the work again. I guess it's really important, though, that the message that I need to send to the community is that if you look at public shootings, if you were to look at public shootings that we had in New South Wales in 2013 and compared them to the shootings that we've had this year, we're about 25 to 30% down. That is, there's been 30% fewer shootings in public places. That's a good thing. Mm. The bad thing is we're seeing this type of shooting and over that 18 months, those 8 murders, they're far too many. And so for that reason, we're going to get the right people out there. And as I said, we'll throw everything we can and everything we need to at it. I'll give those officers my full support, and I've got confidence they'll get a result.
All power to you and the men and women of the New South Wales Police Force.
The men and the women of the New South Wales Police Force that'll do this, not the Commissioner. And in that regard, all I'm there to do is serve them on your behalf, Ben, and that's what we'll do.
Good man. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Ben.
Andrew Scipione, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, who's very generous with his time, joining us on Sydney Live this afternoon. 131-873, ben@2gb.com. I think the general view out there is let these bastards shoot each other dead. But that's all well and good up until a point that someone sitting in a cafe, or like we had a few years ago, sitting in a truck minding his own business, and there's a shooting 100, 150 metres away and an innocent bloke is dead. And sons and daughters and wives and aunties and uncles get phone calls saying, no, he's not going to be coming home. If it wasn't for that aspect, we'd say, go for your lives, kill each other, we don't give a stuff.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.